Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru slash Corvette driving son of a gun, Richard Hoskins.
How about a big shout out to Harrisburg, PA?
You are looking more and more dapper.
I appreciate that.
I think the Corvette, like, it's like a lifestyle change.
It's a little different. I mean, I've noticed definitely when I'm driving it, it's a little bit different persona.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? You're like, it's first class.
A little too much speed last weekend. I gotta kind of wind it down a little.
You've been putting some miles on that car.
Yeah, between riding with Sean in the McLaren and then doing a mountain run with the Mustangs on Sunday, gotta slow it down a little.
You know, we're trying to keep her low mileage.
Well, it's not that. It's trying to keep her under 100, 110.
How about the Porsche 928 coming back? If you had a 9... Okay, let me paint a picture for you. So we got the Professor in his 96 LT4 Collector's Edition Vette driving down the road. And then a Porsche 928S convertible.
Strasek.
That too. Pulls up beside him. You know how cool it looks going down the road, seeing these two, and I'm just ready to, like, kick it off.
I know. I was riding with Richard, and, you know, you called me about that Porsche or whatever. We were waiting on it to come up. And, you know, about the time it got up beside us, I mean, Richard just started going crazy over this car, and I'm like,
it's a very rare car.
It was cool, and I was like,
what did the person on this plate say on the Porsche, remember? It said something like,
it said like super fly
or something, yeah.
Super sweet. Super sweet.
Yeah. But no, I mean, that wasn't a factory car. That was a very high-end conversion done when the car was new. They did not make that was a very expensive car when it was new.
But what was even crazier, there was four people in that car.
Yeah, I felt bad for the people in the back.
What color was it?
Black. Yeah, it was all black.
Do you know they built them in Spartanburg?
Strasek?
If I ain't mistaken, you talking about
they built them in Germany.
No. What is
you know Spartanburg, Germany?
Spartanburg, Germany. Yeah. What is the kit? The guys that's over there in Roebuck that used to put them kits on him.
That's a Fiero.
No, it wasn't. It was on a 911, but they put the slant.
Slant nose.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah. I'm not aware of it, but sure. I mean, that's a thing, definitely.
Yeah.
They made a handful of factory slant noses, but there's a lot more fake ones than real ones. They're kind of like 454 SSs. There's a lot more.
So, what
of them
is
now.
It called when you put that on there?
Slant nose.
Period.
Yeah. It's okay. A 911 slant nose. And they do them either in steel or fiberglass. They do both.
Yeah, steel was the factory, right?
Steel or aluminum from the factory. But and they might have even done some fiberglass. I can't say that 100% sure. I know a lot of the aftermarket ones are fiberglass.
Very interesting.
The only thing I didn't understand is, I think that was aftermarket, right? That carbon fiber wing that was on the back?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that wasn't.
Okay, that wasn't part of the kit.
No, that was probably the person that put the super sweet license plate on it. Probably I was responsible for that also.
But the poor people in the back seat, now, they took a Porsche and they chopped and made a trunk on it. And then, so that back seat had to be about, I don't know what,
I wouldn't
6 inches
there.
Wide. And there were staying people in the back.
Have you ever looked at in the back seat of a Porsche?
Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
The seats hit.
It's kind of like the back seat of a Camaro.
Yeah, the seats hit the back seats.
Yeah, they're buckets.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, not in a race, would the LT4 take it?
Yeah. Unless it was like a GTS 6-speed, and it wasn't. There are some 928s that would probably pull me, but they're very expensive and rare.
He said, you know, America's
even more rare.
Car.
Yeah. I'm going to take most 928s.
He said, call me dad. Richard's personalized plate, daddy.
Yeah, I don't know.
So whoever has one, that's a call out.
That was a call out.
Just saying.
And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And, of course, another something famous from Spartanburg County, Tim Greer.
World famous.
World famous. Yeah,
Facebook
famous. Infamous. I'm Facebook infamous. Professor, what are you doing to Patrick?
Looks like he's tying his shoes in a knot.
Yeah, really.
Poor Patrick's going to wake up from his nap and fall over.
I'm telling you. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
One segment of introductions.
Both of them. Yes. So, you know, all this bad weather we're having.
I'm over it.
I'm past it.
I thought I was going to have to get a amphibious vehicle to get here.
You know what, though? That's something that shocks me that never went no further than the Amphicar. Really. You would think by now we would... Where's Elon Musk at when you need him? You know, won't he come up with something like that?
I mean, there are a few other ones that are like ATVs that turn into amphibians.
Yeah, but...
Now, there is a guy I know in Arizona...
Or the hovercraft thing.
Well, no. He takes coach buses, and they actually float and have an outboard, like, Mercury, like, 250 on them that drop down. And now it's a floating houseboat, a coach. Look them up. Yeah, it's actually pretty cool.
I mean, to see,
like, $1 million coach bus going across the water.
You see that RV going in the lake? They're drunk. They're drunk. And the next thing you know, it's like, you're like, really?
He ain't got nothing on me. One time I put my trailer on my pontoon, my little camper trailer.
I'm telling you. See, that's where they got the idea from.
Exactly.
Was from Motel.
I just didn't have the money to buy the...
To follow up, you know.
That's a Roebuck houseboat.
It was my idea, I'm just telling you.
It's got a Leonard building on a pontoon is a houseboat.
Don't forget the Volkswagen Kuba wagon.
Kuba.
Kuba wagon. It became the thing.
Yeah, well, but that's different. It's not like an actual boat.
Well, I mean, it floated.
It floated.
If you got to break oars out, it don't count. Technically, a lot of things float. You know what I'm saying? Hell, Tim, you float. You know what I'm saying?
Kinda.
Yeah, you'd float well. I'm looking at you. You'd be
buoyant.
Yeah, yeah. You're going.
I didn't know fat floated.
Like if I was drowning, I would hanker on to you because I know I could float to safety.
You would float because you're full of hot air.
That ain't water weight.
I can stand on top of you like an island. Hey, come on, Tim.
I claim this as property of Rob. And stick a flag in his belly button.
Oh, me. So, horrible. But the Amphicar. The Amphicar 770. Professor, do you know why they called it the 770?
7 knots, 70 miles an hour.
Which it didn't either.
Oh, no. I mean, I wouldn't want to do either.
He went 3 knots at 30 mile an hour.
Barely.
You know, I wonder what all these people with these new car designs, did everybody just give up on that idea?
Yeah, well, it did. Well, the one company that really tried it, Amphicar, wasn't a good idea.
Well, hell, Jaguar's been making cars for years, and they still haven't made a good one yet, and they still keep doing it.
But they made an amphibious car for James Bond.
Was that a Jaguar or
Aston
Martin?
That was a Lotus.
Oh, the Lotus. Oh, yeah, it was the Spree, yeah.
Yeah, the submarine.
What about the duck boats?
Yeah, that's military. And
they work great.
Yeah, that's a little different.
I'd like to have a duck boat.
A duck boat. I don't know if I want a duck boat. I'm talking about something with some style. And the Amphicar was cool looking. I mean, it was kind of neat, you know? Yeah. If you took all the stupid nautical stuff off of it, like the dumb lights.
If you made it not like a boat.
If I don't use blinkers, why the hell do I need nautical lights? I sure as hell ain't going to use them either, you know? So,
well, they had the, what are they called, like pentasphere turn signals or whatever, the little things that come out.
Yeah. You know, but that, it's like, could you imagine riding behind a car with a propeller on it?
I have seen lately a jet ski motorcycle.
How about a Can-Am bike that doubled as a jet ski? Now that
would
be kind of cool.
I believe it's something similar. It's more like a moped, but it really was. It wasn't do anything but floating.
Float for 5 seconds.
Yep.
Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
right here on 106.3 WORD.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, the C4 Corvette driving, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on, everybody?
Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel slash all-around cool car guy, Cubby Miller.
I got another cool little shout-out to Fred Timmons.
My buddy Fred.
Yep, he's coming down for our show.
Yeah, he's coming down. Fred's a cool guy. Fred's come down several times and visited. Love it.
Yep.
Love it. Fred's a cool guy. Fred's in Seattle.
Well, no, he's in North Carolina right now. Well, back and forth.
Back and forth, but yeah.
Yeah, but he's thinking he's going to be, at the beginning of March, he's going to be in North Carolina, and he's going to come down for the show.
That's right. Moving to North Carolina. Like I always told Fred that we've got it way better here than he does there.
Well, yeah.
And he took my word on it, and he moved here.
Yep.
Like, I should have been a realtor. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I'm a hell of a salesman, but I talked him into this.
He moves out of Seattle, Washington, where it rains every day, to here, yeah, where it rains every day.
Well, lately. Maybe today's not the best day to judge it.
Our bad, Fred.
My bad. The one damn day it ain't raining in Seattle, it rains here. All right. So, and then, of course, we got the man, the myth, the legend, Tim Greer.
I am here.
Is that all you got?
Present.
I mean, you know, I bring you in hot. I come in.
Every time.
And then you're like, I'm here.
Hello, everyone.
Throw a little pitch to it. You know what I mean? Put some heart into it.
Hello, everyone.
I didn't say act like Miss Doubtfire. I said, like, next. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them.
Oh, Hi-Fi himself in the studio.
You know what's even cooler? Guess who stopped by to see us? Mr. Sun X himself.
That's right.
Ricky Mendez.
See, I want to tell you something. Ricky is Mr. Cool Sun X Tool Guy and all that stuff now. I knew Ricky when he was the cool motorcycle guy. I knew Ricky when he was the cool Mustang guy. He's still the cool Mustang guy. I mean, and now he's like the old Mustang guy. But you know what I'm saying? It's cool, you know? I mean, it's kind of... Your hair is a lot like your Mustang. It has a touch of gray.
Say hi, Ricky.
I've got my C4 Corvettes, too.
New
Balances.
He's got Crocs on.
He's got his fuzzy Crocs on.
Hey, I want to tell you something. With shoes like that,
you know you're cool.
You don't have to worry about dates. So, I mean,
he's married.
Hey.
Sorry, ladies. Lay off the Crocs. He's married.
That's right. Back off, ladies. This pot-bellied stallion is taken.
Worry about that Croc sponsorship.
Hey, you know what? Post Malone has a Crocs. He's the spokesperson for Crocs now.
Yeah, I see.
Post Malone. This dude has prison tats, and he's rocking Crocs. Crocs have street creds now. Okay, first of all, Lil Wayne was on The Masked Singer, and Post Malone is rocking Crocs, my world has been turned upside down. If Dr. Dre comes out with white New Balances on, I'm hanging it up. Everything I know is wrong.
It'll probably be Snoop Dogg.
These are special edition. They've got corduroy.
Oh, snap.
I had to put them up for the summer because
my feet sweat, you know. But
to me, Crocs are like just having bedroom slippers on all the time.
I love.
Hey, I
laid my bike down, I loved them. Everybody's got some. You know what I mean? And the
only thing I don't like about them, like when they first come out, not them specific ones, but the ones that had all the holes in them, I was like, oh man, that'll work good on the boat. You know, when I'm fishing or whatever. I was out on the boat fishing all day, and I got home, I flipped them off, and I had dots everywhere.
Sunburn dots on your feet.
Yeah, I was like, what the heck? One place I didn't put suntan
lotion is on the tops of your feet.
I literally had dots all over my feet for like weeks.
I think that's what, you know what, Sean, we need to shoot a video and we need you to get out of the McLaren with Crocs on.
Yep.
And be like, hey ladies,
how are you doing?
How are you doing? Supercar with Crocs on. Oh, Post Malone, I mean, this dude's got the teardrop tat. He got face tats and Crocs.
That's how we nail the endorsement right there. We got a luxury car. I'll bring a Rolls with me. We'll have the McLaren.
I'm telling you.
High society Crocs.
Crocs and a members only jacket.
That's Dr. Dre's going to be rocking a members only jacket. They're coming back.
I found where they sell them at.
Yeah.
I sent a picture to Richard. I told him I was going to get him a silver one and you a black leather one the other night.
It's classy.
These are getting close to members only status.
I'm telling you.
Oh, Columbia's.
They're classy. You know what I mean? Hey, I remember that was the club to be in back in the day. You had one of the most satin members only jackets.
But yeah, Hamrick's over in Easley literally has a whole section of members only. Hamrick's
is kind of like the store that was riding the fashion train, and they got off in 1989 and never got back on. No. You know, and somehow they still keep getting stock from 1989. I don't really know how they do it. Like, they go back in time to place orders.
they literally just got storage containers full of it or something. They
bought. And I'm talking about, like, every color. There's, like, 50 shades of members-only jackets.
Yeah. I mean, they had silver, blue, red, black. They even had them in leather. They had them in corduroy. They had them
We're taking the professor to the Corvette show up in Tennessee where he can get fitted for his sateen jacket with the Heartbeat of America on the back.
I'll be damned if I ever wear a jacket with Heartbeat of America or any other Chevy stuff on it.
That's a necessity, bud. Speakeasy. You're treading on sacred ground, bud.
He would do it if it had Mopar on it.
Oh, listen, I'm going to tell you something. I would rather be cold than a...
I said he would.
I'm going to tell you.
What is that little direct connection?
I got a funny story about this.
Direct connection's Mopar.
All right. I bought my 32 Ford. I bought my 32 Ford in Pigeon Forge. It was pouring down rain, a lot like this. I bought a car with no top on it, literally in a torrential downpour. We're all under a tent, and I'm paying this man. The soon-to-be Miss Pitts number two was with me, and we're walking around. And bless her heart, you know, we're pouring down. And these guys were selling, like, these pullover jackets. So she thought it was a good idea. Since I'm buying a 32 Ford, she bought a Ford pullover to wear. I told her right quick, I second guessed it, and probably looking back in hindsight, considering it didn't work, I probably should have stopped it right there, but I didn't. And that was a red flag, looking back.
That's an expensive lesson.
It is what it is.
How long did that one last?
9 months.
Nine months.
Didn't take me long to figure
out.
As soon as you found out
she wasn't pregnant?
I'm out. Yeah. No, there's several funny stories with that, but I'll save that for YouTube. But so anyway, talking about amphibious cars, you know what? It's like the Amphicar came out, the Amphicar 77, and they made them, what, 3 years, 4 years max? And they just, like, it was in and then right back out again. And you think somebody would have took a stab at it, like, mainstream. And, like, I mean, they're coming out with an electric Hummer. They're running out of things to do. You've got Elon Musk coming out with damn pickup trucks that look like they were designed by Gillette. It looks like a damn electric razor going down the road.
It does.
And why can't we come out with an amphibious car again? I think it would sell because people buy the dumbest stuff now. Because the sharper image wouldn't even be there if they didn't.
They got everything else.
It's got to pass all the safety regulations for the bumpers and all that other kind of stuff. So that's a factor to consider in the design of it.
Well, the airbag comes out and float even better.
Okay. Hold that thought, guys. We're talking about amphibious cars right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst slash numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
About a shout out to Lexington, Kentucky.
Go Lexington.
Yeah, KFC.
KFC.
I mean, I want to tell you something. I've always been a fan of some Barnyard Pimp, you know?
Yeah, I like some Barnyard Pimp.
You know what I'm saying? Then, kind of feel bad even saying that without the cameraman here.
Yeah.
I've never seen a man that loves chicken as much as Matt. That dude cannot pass up some chicken.
No matter where you go to eat, no matter
what
time of day. He
orders the same thing every time.
I've only seen him eat two other things other than chicken, a hamburger, and that one time when we were at the beach, he had some shrimp. Other than that,
it blew I mean, I was freaking me out.
Me too. That's because they didn't have chicken at seafood restaurants.
Yeah, I think so. So, then of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel slash all around cool car guy. It's Miller time, Kobe Miller.
What's up, everyone?
And then, of course, we have the man, the myth, the legend, the driver of the world's fastest, Rambler and Roebuck.
The fastest
in Roebuck, yes, South Carolina.
How many Roebucks?
Tim Greer.
How many Roebucks are over there?
How many Roebucks?
I mean, how many Ramblers?
There's only one Roebuck.
How many Ramblers are
two.
In?
Two. I've got both of them.
He's got both of them.
Okay. I got the fastest and the slowest.
Oh. No in between. And then, of course, we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
The originator of both of them.
Both of them. All right.
The originator of both of them. Trademark patent.
We're talking about amphibious cars. And you were talking about safety bumpers. I'm kind of with Kobe. They're full of damn foam now. They ought to float damn. I mean, they're made out of cheap pool floats. Next.
Yeah, think about Volkswagen back in the day. Bugs will float. Most Volkswagens will float no matter what.
Exactly. So, but I mean, the thing is technology, the way it's gotten now. I mean, why haven't we went down this road?
I would probably get one.
Kobe, can we test yours?
No.
Okay.
See, what I've been hearing is something, something, something pits motor cars.
No. Well, see, this is the thing. You don't want a man. See, if it got out that I can't swim, but I designed an amphibious car, I think that'd be bad for business.
Actually, it'd be great for business.
It'd be great because then you're saying, I trust this car so much, I can't swim, and I'll get in the water with it.
No. This is the difference. No test driving.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be like, got pool floats on and stuff like that. Like, let's do this. You know what I mean? See, but that's different. That's different. I mean, one, that's a boat with Corvette taillights in it. Second,
airbags that come out on the outside.
That could work, too. That could work.
I mean, they got airbags going all the way around the perimeter to the inside. Just put them on the outside.
I'm with you. I mean, that could work, but you need something, I mean, with some style to it. That looks kind of lame walking around with
you. I mean, you know, they come back in.
Big old still, big that's kind of dumb. You want it to look cool.
Big old pontoon. Like,
could you imagine your
car? It would look like a pontoon.
Could you imagine? That's dumb. I don't want a pontoon boat.
Nobody
wants to cruise the lake on a pontoon.
Nobody looks at a pontoon and goes, man, that's the coolest boat on the lake.
Unless you're wearing Crocs and a Columbia hoodie. But you know what I'm saying. This, a Columbia fleece, no, you want a jet boat. But, I mean, could you imagine your C4 Corvette? Hell, it's shaped like a boat. Could you imagine if you just drove in a lake, target top popped out? I'm going to tell you something.
I don't think.
I'm trying to think of the word here. Something magnet. That's what that would be.
I don't drive that car in the rain because it's not very watertight.
See, you're worried about the wrong end.
The end that I'm in.
Exactly.
I mean, we might have to do some finagling on some areas, but technically it's fiberglass. Boats are fiberglass. I'm just saying, we're on the right track here.
Yeah, the finagling part would be making it float.
It could float-ish.
And seal it up, I guess, because if it leaks, then it's not really good in water.
But I'm just saying, imagine the fishing you could do out of a Corvette. Get your Ron Popeil pocket fisherman
fish
out.
In my Corvette.
I think I could fix it, Richard.
Hell, and it's even got the compartments
behind
the seat.
Give me a case of that Flex Seal.
That's a fresh water tank is all that is.
What about great stuff?
No, we just need Flex Seal. About a case of Flex Seal.
Somebody
car.
Get Phil Swift on here. We need a sponsor. I'm telling you, if Phil Swift, could you imagine how much of that crap you could sell if you come floating across the water in a C4 Corvette?
Yeah.
Flex Seal.
I think there's plenty now.
Hell with your pontoon boat with a screen door in the bottom, or not your pontoon, but your John boat with a screen door on it. You imagine you come floating by in a C4 Corvette? I would want to buy some of it. I'm going to give it a shot. That's good stuff.
The question is, whose Corvette?
Yeah, because it's not mine.
Yeah, whose Corvette you going to drive?
It don't matter. It ain't mine either, but you know what I mean.
I don't want to drive mine in the rain.
Richard, I hate to tell you, buddy, you didn't get a standard warranty package.
Exactly. We do not guarantee it when you make it into a boat.
And you're going to need flood insurance.
But that would be kind of cool, though. I think that would be neat. Why hasn't somebody attempted this again? To make that fun novelty car.
Because it's not a very good idea.
Like a Geo Tracker-ish style vehicle that you could take out on the water. That would be cool.
That would be cool.
How about all-terrain? This is the thing. Yeah. Everybody's big into this whole mountain biking and camping and all that BS. You know what I'm saying? How about a Geo Tracker kind of vehicle that's off-road, on the water, and on road?
You know,
I'm telling you.
You know what's crazy?
You're extreme sports guys, all about it.
Back in the day, my brother-in-law, he bought a 59 or 60 Land Rover, and the roof of the Land Rover actually unsnapped in four spots, and it flipped over, and it was a John boat.
Imagine if you just flipped the whole thing over.
I know, but that was pretty cool, though.
Technically,
I
mean, it's the same idea.
Have a roof on your vehicle that turned into a boat was a pretty cool idea.
Yeah, well, Land Rovers are military vehicles. I mean, that's where it was the same with the Kubel wagon that came from, out of necessity. Doing it as a novelty, as we learned with the AMF car, didn't work out real well.
Why don't some of like your new Jeeps and all that stuff, why don't they convert and make a boat on top of them now?
You know what? That'd be actually a cool thing for the aftermarket.
It would.
You know, they make all the LED damn light bars you want.
Yep.
Why don't they make a removable hardtop boat?
Yep.
As they get rid of the snarly headlights.
Exactly. We can't give it the evil look.
But, down the road. But that is a cool little idea to have a boat on top of your Jeep or your, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
I think that's actually an ingenious idea, especially if you put some LED lights on that thing. You won't be able to pry them Jeep boys off of it.
No,
you put you a couple LED light bars on that bad boy. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
Call it lake rated.
Oh my!
If this side is up, I'm floating.
Exactly. Instead of like the other flip me over, be like I'm boating. It's the dinghy.
There's little props that go on your receiver hitch.
Classic, of course.
Little DeWalt 18-volt power in it.
That would actually be kind of neat. I'm just throwing that out there.
That would be kind of neat.
I'll tell you something else.
We need to get with an aftermarket company and come design that.
We just need to go to Black Mountain Jeep. Somebody get Dennis Collins on the phone.
Yep.
Get Dennis Collins on the phone and say, listen, Dennis, I got the next new idea for you.
Yep.
It's going to be a boat that goes on top of your Jeep. It's the new hardtop that turns into a boat.
Yep.
And you could put glass windows in it like a Rover, and it could be like a glass bottom boat.
You do a coast-to-coast race on the water.
You could do that, too. Yeah. You could do that. I'd want to do that in the Corvette boat like Ricky was talking about, though.
Yeah, but that's not really a car. I agree. That would be the way to do it.
There's something about an LS-powered boat. Kind of gets my little
heart
thing going
heart
there.
Flowing.
Gets my little icebox churning. You know what I mean? But, I mean, It are sexy boats, and I'm not a boat guy like that. But I'm just,
you know, you're sitting there talking about boats and per general and pontoon boats, but there is that boat, that pontoon boat that just set some kind of world record. It's got 400 300 horsepower motors on the back.
See,
of the
that's just
boat.
All wrong.
It goes over 150 mile an hour on the water in a pontoon boat.
A pontoon boat. That's just not right.
That's what I'm talking about. Now that's my kind of pontooning.
You know, so I got a funny story about boats. So, yeah, how the hell are you supposed to have a gas grill going at 150 mile an hour? Hell, I have a hard enough time keeping it burning in a windstorm.
But that's my kind of pontooning.
All right. So, mom and daddy moved to the lake about 12 years ago. That was their thing. Move to the lake. What do you do when you move to the lake? Got to have a boat. Can't live on a lake without a boat. Can't be that. Can't be that person. Keep in mind, I grew up in a trailer park. I didn't go to the beach and go to the lake. Hell, I can't swim. My dad can't swim. That's just how we are.
They got to pull that funny part.
With a deep end in it, which makes it even worse. So.
And they go on cruises all the time.
All right.
Love you, parents.
So, all right. So, long story short, they decided they were going to go boat shopping. So, I go with my parents. As being the only child, I feel like I need to go. I went with them boat shopping. And my mom's like, a pontoon boat would be so nice and relaxing to cruise out on the water. And, the boat salesman, being the boat salesman he is, we're walking out on these pontoons, and they're all inside. You know, we're stepping onto them and looking at them, and he's telling us all the boat features and all the seats, and this is a life vest and all your storage for junk and whatever. And Dad said, well, how fast does it go? He said, well, this one goes probably about 15 knots wide open. 15 knots. And then he said, I can't do that. He said, what do you do if you get a storm or something like that? So, my parents bought a boat on their own the next weekend. Actually, my dad did. He bought a 23-foot Baja with a 454 in it. The perfect first boat for a man that's never driven a boat. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about amphibious cars and why I'm probably going to be talking to a psychiatrist about my parents right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. In the studio, as always, yeah, Hot Rods and Happy Hours. Man about town, riding around in a C4 Corvette, Richard Hoskins.
What a shout out to Silver City, New Mexico.
So how's the dating life going? C4 Corvette's picking up, I noticed.
I don't know how to use the word date. Been reasonable.
How about love life? Okay, let's rephrase that.
Reasonable success. Up to a point, and then,
did Rob tell you any lies about that though? I'm just saying.
I do officially. Fiberglass
is like an aphrodisiac
that girls like.
I'm telling you.
Are you going out cruising
this
weekend?
It's nuts when you go from a Murata to
not
that
Saturday because it's going to be raining all day.
No, it's supposed to be pretty.
It's supposed to be nice Saturday.
That's not what I heard.
Have you checked your Apple weather report? Because
been checking all day.
It's
I've been trying to get my work to close.
Supposed to be pretty Saturday.
Didn't
by the
work.
Way.
Anyway, we're filming outside scene Saturday. I hope it is.
Oh shoot!
I'm gonna feel bad for the cameraman in the back of the truck.
If it's nice, I'll pull it out. I'm sure.
That's what I'm saying. Then of course we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all around cool car guy Cubby Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Then we have the man, the myth, the legend, the mayor of Fingerville, South Carolina. Tim Greer.
Hello, everybody. Fingerville, Roebuck, where am I at?
Tim, you got to come in hot. Be like, what's going on, people? You know what I mean? Like, jump in there.
What's going on, people?
That's better. It's okay. Better. Work that's on what, that. That's going to be your job.
No, that's what Kobe says.
That's what's... No, no.
Yeah, that's
you don't say what's going on, people.
No, I don't say what's going on.
What do you say?
Huh?
What's going on, guys?
Just what's going on, guys.
Okay.
So you got... That's your...
So mine's people.
Your job this weekend is to come up with an intro. Is to come up with something that has some flair to it.
Flair.
Okay. Take a note. Flair. Then of course we have Sean from EMF Autos and Audio.
Both of them trademark pending.
See, that's flair right there. I ain't saying it's good, but it's flair.
Okay, Tim, you can say what's shaking, everyone.
Yep.
There you go.
That's a good one.
What was that you told us at dinner tonight?
I don't even remember.
Slogan.
What was it?
I need a new start.
Yeah, anybody looking for a new start? A fresh start.
A fresh start.
All right. So we're talking about amphibious cars. You know, they're coming out. And I want to talk about this a little bit. What got me started on amphibious cars, which makes no sense, is I was watching the Super Bowl commercial, and they're talking about the new electric Hummer.
Yes.
that's how my brain works.
Because you wanted to drive it into a lake?
We were texting each other back and forth.
No, you get electrocuted. That could be bad. It's like putting a toaster in a damn lake.
I thought Hummer was done.
Well, no, it's not done. It's back. It's the GMC Hummer.
Yep, we were texting back and forth.
Electric, 1,000 horsepower.
Electric
Hummer.
Yep.
I've blown your mind so many times tonight, Ricky.
It ain't really bad-looking vehicle,
first of all,
really,
Post
though.
Malone's rocking Crocs. Lil Wayne was on The Masked Singer. And an electric 1,000 horsepower Hummer.
I like the body style.
Boom!
They should have put an LSA in it and been done with it.
And electric.
What else?
That was first of the year.
Yeah.
Four-door and electric.
Yep.
Yeah, that's just not right.
But
you know what I mean?
This Hummer, if they would have put an LSA in it, would have been a huge seller.
You know what? I believe if they came back out with a Hummer, it would be a huge seller because I think people are getting bored with Escalades.
Yep.
I think they want something new, the new IT SUV. And like have you seen the 2021 Escalades, which I like these things? The doors, you shut them too, and they latch themselves. You remember the trunks back in the day?
That's soft close.
Yeah. It's like, ch-ch-ch. That's just too cool for school.
But
like,
the new Hummer body style is very good looking.
So do they have an SUV too? There's a truck.
Yeah, they do have the SUV.
They're going to do one with the back on it too. Mm-hmm. I think it's smaller though. I think it's going to be more like the H3 size.
Mm-hmm. But I think if they would
have made a diesel out of the old Hummer.
Now that would be cool with a Duramax in it. I think that would be killer, and I think that would actually sell well. I'll tell you something else that would be extremely handy for. Is your limousine services doing stretch limos and stuff? Could you imagine? I mean, you know how sick a 120-inch stretch limousine is? Could you imagine one with the torque of a Duramax? Rolling coal when you go to prom? What? You would have every redneck toothless wonder in town. I'd be like, mama, me and my girl, we want that there Hummer, that diesel Hummer. Rolling coal, diesel life.
But I do. I
hate those stickers.
I think
Soot Life.
I do think an LSA in that would be perfect.
I hate telling people I work at a diesel truck shop just because of those things.
I don't want
to be associated.
All of them are electric.
It's all electric.
They don't have a gas option. It's
the electric slide. It's the electric slide edition.
Not yet, but I'm trying to push them towards the LSA.
You done called your people?
Yeah, we did. We made a few phone calls.
Kobe is highly influential.
Yes,
GM.
Yes, yeah. You know how we roll.
He picked up the phone, called Mr. Goodrich, said, "Hey." Hey, tell you what's up.
A little LSA out of a, you know, Cadillac supercharged in the Hummer, you know, come on now.
Just saying.
Nobody wants a plug.
GMC in. Electric Hummer.
You can be the first one to do a motor swap.
I mean, of all the things in the world to make it electric, that would probably be the last thing I would think of to do it to. To bring it back and make it electric.
The old one's got about 8 miles a gallon, so.
I mean, what's this one going to get? Like 8 power plants to a gallon? I mean, how does that work?
I don't. Gigawatts.
I mean, like 1.21 gig. Is this thing nuclear? A nuclear Hummer, I would take better than an electric Hummer. It's a nuke.
I feel it
splits atoms.
I feel like the safety side of that, in terms of collision, might not go so well.
You know what? They make nuclear submarines.
Those don't generally get hit at a traffic light.
No, they get hit by friggin' torpedoes. Okay, that's a little tougher than a damn Subaru.
But that's also underwater, and that's also where they used to do nuclear testing was underwater because it was safer than.
So that's why them fish have three eyes. No.
Back to the amphibious cars. So,
that's where that flat flounder comes from.
Those things freak me out, dude.
They are kind of.
Oh god.
They are kind of creepy.
I just can't do it.
Paper fish with an iron ball on top.
Oh, that's gross. That's so gross. It's gross watching people eat them. Love of the bones. That's gross. I'm not a seafood fan anyway, and I know my description just didn't help anybody in the seafood industry, and I apologize. But I don't know. If all the cars you can make electric and make cool. And I'll be honest with you, GM don't have a real good track record with electric cars, considering everyone they make they end up killing anyway. So, I mean, they had the Cadillac, the ELR.
Yeah.
And that was a cool looking ride, you know? I mean, to be an electric car, it was classy. And then they had the Bolt,
Is it the Bolt or the Volt?
There's two different cars. The Bolt is the smaller one. The Volt is the larger one.
Right. So you had those. And then, of course, the most famous electric car of all time, you had the EV1, which was originally started out as the Impact, which was the worst name ever for a vehicle.
Yeah, that was not a...
I love that. That puts joy in my heart. I mean, somebody wrote this down on paper and said it to themselves. And don't you know, like, you had the Mr. Voice guy be like, presenting the GM Impact.
Guarantee it's going to blow
the
up.
The head-on collision. You know, I mean, what next? The fender bender. The smaller version.
Yeah. The catastrophic accident.
Ford has redeemed themselves and they put a 7.3 pushrod gas engine in their 250s now.
Well, that's the thing, though. Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you've seen how bad luck Ford has with diesel engines, I'd go back to gas, too. But, I mean, I don't know. I'm curious to see how that's doing, the 7.3. There's so many things that are coming out now that I'm curious to see how they're going to do. But as usual, we are already out of time.
Wow, that went
quick. And we still hadn't solved the amphibious car problem yet. Maybe next time. Guys, I want to thank you for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.